Leading the news, the army in Thailand has staged a coup, suspending the constitution and dissolving the government. In a televised address, the country's army chief is vowing to restore peace and impose political reforms. TV broadcasting is suspended and political gatherings have been banned. The latest report on Indigenous reform shows Aboriginal primary school students are catching up with their non-Indigenous classmates. It's one of the few bright spots in a report to the Council of Australian Governments. The report also found the employment gap has widened and there's been little progress in health or life expectancy. Police have clashed with protesters who tried to disrupt a Liberal Party debate at Sydney University last night. The event was attended by the Education Minister Christopher Pyne and Senator George Brandis. The government says it is pushing ahead with plans to deregulate course fees in 2016, despite the recent protests. In Egypt, the trial of three detained Al Jazeera journalists, including Australian Peter Gresta, has once again been adjourned. The latest hearing was supposed to be devoted to the defence, but instead was hijacked by the prosecution. The next session on June the 1st is expected to finally hear the defence case. And a bill to end the US government's bulk collection of telephone records has cleared the House of Representatives there. It's the first response to the disclosures by the former NSA contractor Edward Snowden. The bill will end the bulk collection and storage for 5 years of information on calls made by millions of Americans.